Thank you, Sarah. Our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox include the highlights of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival's free garden party and anger at new parking rules. But first, families across Norwich watched as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tied the knot during an emotional ceremony that captivated the nation.
The happy couple exchanged vows in front of 600 guests, including the Queen, at St George's Chapel in Windsor. And in Norwich, the event could be watched across the city on various public screens. Businesses on Lower Goat Lane held a street party to celebrate the occasion, with bunting and balloons hung from shop windows. A large screen in Norwich Cathedral nave showed live coverage of the highly anticipated wedding. Those at the cathedral were also able to join in with the hymns sung during the service.
The Chief Constable of Norfolk has said there are no more big ticket items to bring savings in its collaboration with Suffolk Constabulary. It comes as a further £9 million of savings need to be made in the force budget in the 2021/22 financial year in the wake of £32 million of efficiency savings already cut from the budget. At the Police Accountability Forum, Norfolk's Chief Constable Simon Bailey said around £16 million had already been cut from its budget by pooling resources with Suffolk. He added the majority of future savings would likely need to come from the Seven Force collaboration with Essex, Cambridgeshire, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire, Kent and Suffolk. Of £32 million, we have saved 52% has come from the collaboration with Suffolk, said Mr. Bailey. We have to accept there are no longer big ticket items to be addressed. We are, of course, always looking to improve our efficiency and effectiveness. While this year and next year, we would appear to be in a position where the budget is not in deficit. Savings are still being made consistently. We have to recognise, based on the current financial plan, we have £9 million to find within the 2021/22 budget. I hope the majority of that will be driven through the force partnership, and I want to do my best to protect the 2020 policing model.
Norwich's new Lord Mayor and Sheriff have been sworn in, with a pledge to raise money for an enterprise which helps the city's homeless. At a ceremony in the council chamber at City Hall, Martin Schmierer, the leader of the Green Group at Norwich City Council, became Lord Mayor. Mr. Schmierer has been a Green Party councillor representing Mancroft Ward since 2015, becoming party leader in 2016, and becomes just the second Green to serve as Lord Mayor. At 31, he is one of the youngest councillors to take on civic duties. Mr. Schmierer, who was born in Germany and moved to Norwich when he was seven, said, "I wasn't born here, but it's a city I'm very proud to call my home. It's a tremendous honour for me, as I share a deep affinity and love for one of the finest gems in the United Kingdom." The new sheriff is Ros Brown, originally from Sunderland, who lived in Norwich since coming to study at the University of East Anglia in 1970. Previously head of Democratic Services at Norwich City Council, she is now chief executive of registered charity Norfolk Community Law Service, having overseen its development for the past 14 years. The civic charity for the year will be The Feed, which teaches catering skills to get people who have faced homelessness into employment.
A controversial parking payment system installed in Norwich has been slammed for discriminating against people who do not have mobile phones. People wanting to park at Earlham House Shopping Centre for more than an hour now have to use their mobile phones in order to pay for a ticket. But there are concerns the system has already started to deter elderly shoppers from using the complex off Earlham Road. At least two people, both over 70, have already received fines from the National Parking Enforcement for not buying a ticket. In both cases, they said they did not have a mobile phone on them and were unaware of the restrictions.
There's still a fair way to go, but bosses at the new look Royal Norwich Golf Club say they are on course to deliver one of Norfolk's most ambitious new sporting venues. Seeding of the course at Royal Norwich Golf Club's future home at the former Western Park Club at Western Longville has begun. Teams of workers will be working from sunrise to sunset to seed up 2 holes a week until September to make sure that the £10 million development stays on track for the first members to tee off in September 2019, when the club will complete the move from Helsden, its home of 125 years.
Norwich is once again embracing the annual National Waiters' Day with a charity race around Norwich City Centre, supported by EPOS Now. This year, there were 10 people taking part, with each team being numbered from 1 to 10. Jane Raffles, owner of the Library Restaurant, said, "We are delighted to be involved with an event that raises awareness of the fantastic career hospitality can offer. The hospitality industry currently employs 2.9 million people in the UK. National Waiters Day is designed to celebrate it all front of house staff. Mattia Stefani for the Library Restaurant was the overall winner and winner of the fastest waiter."
Breathtaking circus spectacle, mind-boggling illusions and beautiful storytelling wowed the crowds at Norfolk and Norwich Festival's garden party. Norwich's Chapelfield Gardens once again hosted the annual festival event, with people of all ages gathering to enjoy the sunshine and cultural picnic of shows and activities. The acts included everything from Max Calaf Seve's Show Dip, packed full of brilliant air-twisting tricks and funky tunes, to Travelling Light Circus, intriguing playground of illusions. The free festival fun also spilled over into Millennium Plain, where Occam's Razor attracted big crowds for the wonderfully inventive spectacle Belly of the Whale, which saw performers ride a giant semicircular seesaw that became everything from a catapult to a cradle. Close by, at City Hall, festival goers also made their voices heard on Saturday at Yes, We Can, a free day of community debate which finished with a talk by Man Booker Prize-winning novelist Ben Ockrey.
A half-mile stretch of one of the main roads out of Norwich could soon be in line for a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. The section of Earlham Road between West Pottergate and Christchurch Road has been included in a funding application for the latest part of City's Cycle Path scheme. The pedalway scheme, which has already brought 20-mile-per-hour zones to several parts of the city, aims to make the city and its peripheries more cycle-friendly. The latest application has been made after additional government funding was unlocked for cycle projects. Reducing the limit across a wide area would help drivers maintain a consistent speed rather than constantly changing between 30 miles per hour and 20 miles per hour over short distances. The suggestion also has the support of Recreation Road Infant School, which is within the proposed zone. Head teacher Michael Bunting said, "Road safety is something we take very seriously, and we embrace any measures that may improve it. Hopefully this would."
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Geoffrey Hodson for the next part of Chatterbox.